Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Jessica Malugan back on the show. Jessica is Associate Director of the Center for Technology and Innovation at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. That's an organization I've been telling you about for decades. She's our good friend. Jessica, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jessica, last week, Apple, Facebook, and Amazon, and Twitter, right? Those four were in front.
Google.
I meant Google. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you.
I just want to make sure you
were paying attention. And those four.
Yes, that's important.
Those four were in Washington, or so to speak, virtually, and were on the hot seat to some degree, but not much, with Congress. Talk to us about that whole episode. Why were they there? And what happened?
Well, if anyone watched it, which I sincerely hope they did not, and they were doing something more productive and enjoyable with their time. But if you caught it, it almost was like two separate hearings going on at one time. The questions from the left side of the aisle were a little more antitrust related. It was an antitrust hearing, but we'll talk about how those antitrust questions sort of differ from what the current U.S. antitrust law is about. But from the Republican side, it really centered mostly on content moderation and the feeling that a lot of people have on the right that their conservative voices are being censored unfairly.
But in my opinion, Jessica, it's the same conversation. I mean the abuses that the tech companies perform on many levels. One of them is you know, asymmetrical censoring. It's all the same conversation with antitrust. And I'm a guy who doesn't like antitrust. Go ahead.
I'm a gal that is not a big fan of antitrust regulation. Mostly just because. I think advocates of antitrust always think, well, there's some things I don't like going on in the marketplace. This will be better. And it's very difficult to find examples of when the government gets involved that things are actually better, even with all the best intentions. Mm-hmm. I think that I would caution people to be very careful about going in and tinkering with the machine.
We're going to talk about that more at length in the next segment. But back to the report. Did anybody ask the four members of the tech the big tech group, did anybody on the panel ask them a good question? Did you think there was a good question that was asked that got to the heart of any of this?
I'm not sure that. On the policy side, I would say that there were a lot of those kinds of questions. Listen, these are politicians, and this is political theater, and mm-hmm. it's an election year, and it's a relatively high viewership, right? Because you have like four of the most prominent and wealthy business people in the world mm-hmm. On video. And that's a big draw. And they have, you know, congressmen have trouble controlling themselves in that situation. That's
right.
Too good of an opportunity to try to get a zinger in. So there were a lot of zingers. From the left, I think what was interesting about the antitrust questions they asked were a lot of them were accusations about how these companies have made it hard on their competition. But if you look at what U.S. antitrust law is, it's based on U.S. consumers,
customers
being harmed.
Yeah, tell that to Microsoft.
Yeah.
Was anything accomplished? Did you feel like anything productive happened last week at that event?
No, this is Washington, D.C. and Congress. I don't feel like too much productive ever happens. But
so it was basically a kabuki dance.
think so. I mean, maybe it got some people thinking about this and talking about that, and that's great. You know, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered in this space.
Right.
Like you said, some content moderation questions, some antitrust. Like, we need to have this out and decide what we think about all this.
Mm-hmm.
In those terms, that's productive. But on the other hand, it's a little crazy to be worried about some of this stuff right now when we're in the middle of much bigger chaos. And some of these companies have provided a lot of services and benefit to consumers that would have made the quarantine much more difficult without them. So the four companies
do different things that need, that in my opinion should be watched. Some of them do similar things. They all do some similar things, but some of them it's different. And we're going to talk about that more with Jessica Malugan after the break. She's with CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.